Episode number 2220 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, now that Johnny Depp doesn't need to worry about showing up late for court, He jetted to Sheffield, England, which he was spending time there to relax and unwind. When the court had a week off.
He could afford to.
He spent some time there. Yeah. It was over the long weekend. He let his hair down.
Let his hair down.
Because he's had to have it up every day.
Yeah, he has.
And, he hasn't had to, but just makes a better look. And perform on stage with rock guitar virtuoso Jeff Beck.
Oh, the Jeff Beck. Wow.
So now Johnny joined Jeff on, send your cards and letters if you don't. And everyone can have their own opinion. I'm still team Johnny. Johnny joined Jeff on stage in a surprise performance, which included their 2020 song collaboration, Isolation. Mm-hmm. Which is a remake of John Lennon's 1970 hit.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember that one now.
YouTube's online. And as you know, Johnny is quite the rock artist.
Yes, that we knew.
He was part of the cover band Hollywood Vampires.
They've put out a few albums, too.
Yeah. Yes. Alice Cooper and Joe Perry.
They're so good.
They are good. I would have never seen
Johnny Depp as a musician, and a good musician at that.
Well, when he came to Hollywood, when he got 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
That was Nicolas Cage helped him get that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, huh?
And he still wasn't into acting. He's always wanted to be a rock star. Yeah.
Huh.
So I know Heroes, the song Heroes from Hollywood Vampires was.
Yeah.
Two or three weeks back, it was turning at number one on
the
iTunes
download.
Well, yeah,
because everything's Team Johnny. So, where are you going to see Team Johnny trendings right now? It's because,
like I'm Team Johnny.
Yeah.
So his $50 million defamation case / $100 million thing is set for deliberation, and the jury is slated to begin today.
Today? Wow. So he's probably back.
Yeah.
I mean, just waiting.
Yes.
That deliberation thing, you wait until they call you. You're like, they have a verdict. Hopefully they don't have a verdict like today, because that wouldn't be good news for Johnny. I'm going to say that right now would be quite scary news. Really quick like that? Yeah.
Mm. I can't say. If they do their due diligence, I think it's going to be at least 3 days.
I think it's going to be a hung jury.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's probably possible.
I do. I can see where some people are like, I can't make my mind up. And everybody's going to be like, there's going to be half of them one way, half of them the other way. And then it's going to be like, we're a hung jury. And then guess what? If the jury hangs and there's a mistrial, they can go to trial again.
And they can waste
even more time and money.
And more of your precious time watching
the next set.
Well, there's people out there saying, I don't know what I'm going to do.
What?
With all my spare time.
Oh, you have spare time.
It's been 6 weeks or like five. Well, there was that week off, and people were twiddling their thumbs.
Pretty sure your boss is going to be excited that you'll be back at work.
And it doesn't exactly. It doesn't matter whose side you're on. If you've been in, once you get invested in it, you're really kind of sunk. You're hooked.
I've stayed away. I have stayed.
It's the
away.
Absolute biggest beep show.
Well, yeah, of course it is, because you know it started with the bleep on the bed. The bleep on the bed.
But that's not how it started.
But that's part of it.
The defecation trial.
There you go. There you go.
Matthew Morrison was fired as a judge on the current season of So You Think You
fired?
Can Dance.
Fired?
Yeah, fired.
Now, Matthew Morrison, we're talking about Mr. Watson's name on Glee. Uh-huh. I can't remember his character's name now.
He was the teacher, right?
Yeah, he was the teacher.
Yeah.
Who could sing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And dance, because he's got that.
Oh, yeah.
Like him and Lea Michele belong together. Even though they're a little difference in age, but not that much.
I don't know, she's quite the pariah.
Yeah, she is. Okay. All right.
Good Christmas album though.
Oh yeah. Oh. She can sing. She can sing the phone book. So.
She has an incredible voice.
Yeah.
An incredibly sour personality.
Well,
now supposedly she's trying to fix this, but
that was a while since we talked
Hollywood
about that.
Doesn't forget many things.
But now Matthew's like got a scandal. What's the deal? He got fired.
Well,
as a judge,
he got fired.
How did he get fired as a judge?
violating its competition protocols.
Oh.
So we're still explaining on someone to explain what that means.
Okay. Well, I get it.
Matthew said in a statement, after filming the audition rounds and completing the selection of 12 finalists, I did not follow competition production protocols, preventing me from being able to judge the competition fairly. I cannot apologize enough to all involved, and I will be watching alongside you all on what I know will be one of the best seasons yet.
You know what comes to mind first? If you've like, you know, competition protocols, maybe he was like, you know, had a fling with one of the contestants.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what that sounds like, doesn't it? I mean, if he had COVID, that would be there. It would be like, I've got COVID. I broke the rule. I didn't wear my mask. So they're kicking me out.
Would it be something like he showed favoritism?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. See, you know, if you're stooping one of the
No, you don't have to be stooping someone to show favoritism.
Well, okay. You got a crush on one.
Okay, that's
maybe
different.
Maybe you had a crush on one. That would be but the word inappropriate comes out then. You know, we use that word inappropriate when it has
favoritism,
to do with sex.
Favoritism,
right?
Doesn't have to be a crush and doesn't have to be sex. It could be like the bro code or something.
No, I guarantee you he wasn't like Joneses for no bro. He wasn't Joneses for no bro. Sorry.
Violating its competition protocols. Anywho. He'll be seen in 2 more pre-taped episodes.
Yeah, how are they going to do that?
Well, JoJo Siwa and Steven Twitch Boss. Twitch has a job.
Yeah, Twitch. Yeah, because he's like been off for a month.
Yeah, after the whole Ellen.
Get work.
They are the remaining judges.
Yeah.
And Matthew's replacement has yet to be announced, but I'm sure will immediately because, you know, they do that. And
does
the
anybody
show,
watch this show?
I don't know.
Like, does anybody? This isn't like it's The Voice. It's not like it's America's Got Talent or American Idol. It's the other show. It's one of the other.
It's a good.
It's
mean,
not
it's
the
good.
Masked Singer. I mean, you know.
I guess if you're more into dance than you are, then you're going to be watching that.
There's a show, The Masked Singer, that you could totally get messed up protocol-wise. Because, they got super tight security on that. They don't even let the people that come to see the show that are family members of the people in the masks, they're all disguised when they go into the theater when they tape the show. Isn't that crazy? You know who should be on that show? It's Halle Berry.
What?
I think Halle Berry should be on Masked Singer. Yes. Yes. I think she should be on Masked Singer. They could fix her singing voice. She probably can sing.
Probably.
I mean, she looks great. I mean, just looking at
her. Wanda, you're reaching to put her in the story somewhere because, you know, you have to because it's Halle Berry.
No, but I think it's a great idea. She could be in the next season, or she could be a judge. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Nah.
No. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.